You know, Waymo's introduction of the Ajay Robotaxi really feels like a turning point. It's moving us straight from those early experimental days into something we can actually rely on for everyday city travel.
It's a well-thought-out machine, too. The entire design really prioritizes passenger comfort, tight sensor integration, and day-to-day operational efficiency.
What's fascinating is how they're actually building it. Instead of manufacturing everything locally, Waymo is tapping into a global supply chain. A lot of the heavy lifting, like the advanced batteries, sensor housings, and chassis parts, is coming out of China.
That's a smart strategic move. It frees up their engineering teams to do what matters most, refining the artificial intelligence and ironing out the safety protocols needed to navigate complex urban streets.
And they're rolling it out carefully, too. It's an intentional, phased launch, starting in select neighborhoods across California and Arizona.
Those states make perfect sense for a test run. You've got everything from dense downtown grids to sprawling suburban highways, giving the AI a really diverse set of challenges right out of the gate.
Every single public ride is actually a massive learning opportunity. We're talking terabytes of navigation data streaming back to Waymo, constantly fine-tuning their route planning and decision-making algorithms.
On the hardware side, the Ajay is packing quite a punch. It goes way beyond basic autopilot by blending high-resolution cameras, long-range LiDAR, and ultrasonic sensors into one cohesive system.
All that sensory data feeds directly into custom neural networks that have already been trained on millions of driving miles. It's what gives the AI the ability to truly read the room, spotting construction zones, understanding cyclist hand signals, and adapting to shifting traffic patterns in real time.
Safety is obviously the priority here, which is why they've built in multiple redundant systems. If one component ever stumbles, control transfers seamlessly to another without missing a beat.
But honestly, this is about so much more than just launching a new car. The ripple effects are going to be massive.
Exactly. Think of the Ajay as a real-world stress test for how our cities will actually absorb autonomous transit into daily life.
You can already see urban planners getting ahead of the curve. They're rethinking road infrastructure, tweaking parking regulations, and even adjusting public transit routes to handle a future where human and AI-driven vehicles share the same streets.
And there's a strong environmental angle, too. With optimized routing and regenerative braking, these vehicles could dramatically cut down idle time and slash emissions in those heavily congested downtown cores.
That said, we can't ignore the roadblocks ahead. Widespread adoption isn't going to be a smooth ride.
You're right. Long-term success will hinge on a few tough things: earning genuine public trust, navigating a constantly shifting regulatory landscape, and honestly grappling with the economic impact on traditional ride-hailing drivers.
But looking at the big picture, the Ajay feels like a concrete milestone. Autonomous urban transit isn't just some theoretical concept anymore. It's an active, data-driven evolution that's already starting to reshape how we move through our cities.